the Second Floor Lounge. My name is Eric Ackerman. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Wanted to thank all of our servicemen, past and present. You guys are awesome. Thank you for doing what you do. I'm going to start things off this time with Matthew Ebel, an ordinary guy.
So here's a glimpse of my perception. I think you're way above my station. But I can't shake my intention to make a shameless proposition. But if I try to take some action, I just might meet your satisfaction, which could lead to some affection, which might lead to an erection of some new substantial section of my segmented attention. So I feel that I should mention I'm about due for some expansion. So I'll try to find some passion, but my software keeps on crashing. I lock up fast and then I'm staring at your ass and I'm just an ordinary guy. I pay my bills on time. I take my pills with wine. I'm just an ordinary guy. Recycle all my trash. I got my secret stash. Pornos, grass, and cash. I'm just an ordinary guy. I see you in the corner texting. I hope my words don't come out vexing. And this may sound a bit perplexing. The way you hold that phone is sexy. Might have overstepped my boundary, but I swear you'll be glad you found me. I sound astounded cause you seem chic, and yet you might just be my dream geek. So how about this, we meet at your place, cause mine's running out of floor space. My Roomba seems to have been misplaced, and now it's uglier than my space in my apartment, but that's alright. We could just stay up till daylight. We'll grab a bite and then I'll Twitter you all night. Cause I'm just an ordinary guy. I love my cat and dog. I love it when I'm flogged. I'm just an ordinary guy. I watch football with my friends. I got church I don't attend. I steal the restaurant's pen.
I'm going to quit, but that's a lie. Something I can't explain takes over me and I lose my mind. Here I go again, without fail or end. No matter how trouble has a way of finding me. something to help us get through life's trying times. Even the seemingly perfect people have their vice. Here I go again, without fail or end. No matter how good I try to be, trouble has a way of finding me.
Here I Go Again by Lisa Cruz, and this is Just Look at You Now by Howard Jones.
Now, riding on a silver wave.
Next up, First Date by Danko Jones.
Back it up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool. I think I know you. I'm gonna bet that you like Super Chunk and Joan Jett. Get your quick fix in my car. You got a sweet tooth and I'm your chocolate bar.
just want pretend. Forget that I was drunk that night when I said that I would jump a mile to my death. If you should ever leave, you promised that you'd always be with me. Are your black eyes turning blue? 'Cause I just can't.
Black Lab with Without You. And now we've got George Rabb's Brains Body Both.
Now, one, two, three.
Some girls are born with looks to kill. Some girls are born with intimate skill. Some girls are just concerned with fun. Some girls are like an SNL skit at a quarter to one. What I need is a two-sided coin. She better satisfy my brain as well as my loins. She better wear a tight dress and have a mind that's strong. I want brains and a body. Is that so wrong? When she shows me her brain cells, then my pride suddenly swells. Like a Botticelli chick, she's on the half shell, but she likes getting nasty like Tori Wells. Brains, body, both. Brains, body, both. Brains, body, both. I wanna eat my cake and have it too. It's true. It's scary, a dictionary is very good to try and retain and impress. But I also don't mind a vinyl dress. 2 inches watching Japanese, she never has to guess. May ask why I'm specific. Well, dumb girls make me soporific. I need a brain and a body that are both terrific. Like a domain name that's case specific. She's the queen of conversation, a panel member on Face the Nation. But she gets on all fours without hesitation, and she got the best seat without a reservation. Brains, body, both. Brains, body, both. Brains, body, both. A 6-inch heel and a high IQ. She reads Baudelaire. I like the smell of hair and her underwear, 'cause the derriere goes from here to there. She's like 2-4 times rack, kick and snare. She goes to museums like Whitney to learn about the pigment at the installation. She also knows S. Morgan Stern is a figment of imagination. She always puts Horace before the car. She can make a point like George Seurat. She can choke the chicken like Julia Child. And she knows how to make my eyes go wild. She knows Effie's iron and AU's gold. She got the origami hands that can fight like a fold. Love for sale, I'm sold. Boys, don't be afraid of a high IQ. A girl with smarts knows what to do. She reads Masters and Johnson and Kinsey too. Boys, do I lie?
It's true, it's true.
Brains, body, both. Eddie Jobson and have a Brit wit like Emma Thompson. You can use iron e to cut and slay, and you can have the chunky glasses like Tina Fey. You better like films by Kurosawa. You better stay naked outside the shower. Better ding dang jingle for over an hour, then calculate binomials to the 10th power. Brains, body, body.
true. I want a high IQ. How about you? Huh. She can make my whip stick out my candle. She knows which one is hiding and which one is handle. So baby, put on a dress that barely fits. Hold and shake your ass and show me your whiz. Brains, body, ball. Brains, body, ball. Brains, body, ball. Brains, body, ball.
Lee Coulter's Booty Voodoo. Somehow I always put it together with Brains Body Both. I'm not sure why. Just seems to fit. Now we've got Stingray with 143.
Plans, bubbled into cans, liquid gold.
That's going to do it for another episode of the Second Floor Lounge. As always, all of the music played on the show can be found at musicalley.com on the PodSafe Music Network. Links can also be found in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.mevio.com. If you like the music, tell a friend about the show and support the artists by buying it. Send any feedback to me, including your votes for the Lounge Top 5, at silvervale@gmail.com. If you're new to the show, every episode I ask you to vote for your favorite song on the episode. Next episode, I count down the top 5 vote-getters and play the number 1 slot again. So, here's the Lounge Top 5 from last episode. At number 5, Throw Me a Line by Kevin Reeves. Number 4, Catch Me by The Everyday People. Number 3, There She Goes by Brother Love. Number 2, They Got the Money by Matthew Ebel. And at number 1, Not on the Radio by Jeff Smith.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box,
yeah, a cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear,
yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I could let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? It's way cooler out there,
yeah, I think so.
But maybe you just like it in your cozy little world. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I can let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Out in Wheeling, West Virginia, we could make it on our own,
and we're doing just fine.
I can't afford your record, but it's out of sight. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this, but not for the radio. Hey now, switch off your